This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Sophia Gonzalez at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm one of your hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, Kristen McCray, Education Coordinator for Bikers of 13 years, joins us on this episode. Kristen, can you tell us more about Bikers?
Bikers is a nonprofit bicycle repair and education recycling center in Tucson, Arizona.
Let's talk about bike shop culture. Can you share some of your own experiences with showing up in different bike shops?
The bike shop cultural norm that I see, like, kind of replicated in conversations on social media and in print media, that certain people fit into a bike shop. You have to look a certain way, ride certain kinds of bikes, and that's sort of who people are marketing to. My personal experience has sometimes matched that. I've gone into bike shops and felt totally invisible, or that I've had to debate mechanics. But I've also had really great experiences, especially with locally owned bike shops where the owners are very community minded. When you walk into a space and your bike or your style of riding doesn't match that the bike shop is celebrating, can feel like this message that your style of biking is wrong. And no style of biking is wrong. Bikers is unique in that we're able to really, I think, embrace a wider range because we don't have the same business model needs that some of the for-profit shops are constricted by.
Do you have some of those hot tips for first-time riders or someone who's a little hesitant to head into any bike shop?
You know, I love it when folks come in to Bikers and they tell me, I haven't ridden in a long time and I want a bike. And I say, what kind of bike do you want? And they're like, I have no idea. No idea, right? Where are you going to ride? Are you riding on a campus? Are you riding to work? So you'll be commuting. Are you going to be commuting on like main roads or side streets? These are the questions that I ask someone to help kind of like, so that I can steer them towards a bike. If you're trying to like exercise with your kid on the loop, a fancy road bike is the wrong bike for you, right? You need a cruiser. You need something slow and comfortable, something with a kickstand. That's the most important thing, I think, in creating a healthy bike shop culture is really like meeting each individual as a complete individual. They have completely different needs from the last person you talked to.
What kind of interaction can you hope for at a bike shop?
The rider should be steering the conversation with like their experience and kind of what they're looking for should be leading that, and their budget and sort of what their comfort is, what their experience is, what their background is. A lot of newer riders don't have a lot of comfort with balance, and so they may think about the size of their bike a little differently. The bike should be able to fit the rider instead of trying to make the rider fit the bike, right? And trying to be like, your body is wrong or your needs are wrong, your like abilities are wrong, because there are bikes in so many different sizes and shapes. I would definitely prioritize a bike shop that either sells used bikes or has some experience with them or with a range of brands and styles, if you're not certain what kind of riding you want to do. And absolutely test ride a bike.
Are there any thoughts that you'd like to leave with us?
I think we're really lucky in Tucson that we have a lot of enthusiasm for bicycling. We have great weather for bicycling. We have a lot of sort of recreational bicycling infrastructure. But also Tucson needs to do a lot more for commuters, or like the south side and the west side in terms of infrastructure, like the areas that have been asked to wait for way too long. We just have so much farther to go.
Thanks for coming onto our show today. Bikers is hiring and has upcoming events to stay tuned for. You can visit their website for more information, bikers.org, BICAS.org. And then Living Streets Alliance is also hiring and has a few upcoming events, including Ciclovia. You can find more information on the website, livingstreetsalliance.org.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.